on the inside. She got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
You guys, I am so fired up. This is my favorite mother-daughter duo of all times. Hunter and Melissa, they are twins, basically. They look identical. Beautiful, stunning, inside and out. Hunter Primo has an incredible blog that is killing it. She's a style icon, an incredible influencer, and her mother, Melissa, is absolutely a badass. She started Parlor 3, which is like the celebrity hair salon and makeup salon. Everything that you could need beauty, Melissa has it at Parlor 3. And so together, these two are conquering the world. And I'm so excited for y'all to hear this interview because it inspired me to no end. And they're the cutest best friend mother-daughter duo ever. So y'all get excited for Hunter and Melissa. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm here with Melissa and Hunter. I don't know how to say your last name.
Sliker.
Mm-hmm. Badass. And Hunter Primo.
Primo.
Now, Primo, which is so exciting. The cutest mother-daughter duo in all of Nashville.
You're
hands
sweet.
Down. Y'all look like twins. If anyone thought y'all were sisters, I mean, there's no way you look like a mother.
I know. I hope I inherited those genes.
You did, because y'all are identical twins.
She looks like her dad some, too.
Yeah, when people meet my dad, they're like,
oh, like you look mom, more like him, too, so.
You got
it's the hair.
You got the
it's
blonde.
It's that blonde hair.
But you have told me before, Hunter, that y'all's personalities are totally opposite.
Totally different.
Absolutely.
And I love that Melissa's drinking out of a red Solo cup, but it's not whiskey.
It's iced coffee.
I've given her, like, 5 of those tumblers, and she loses
Yetis
every
and all,
single
I lose
one
them. So if you go to Parlor 3, there's, like, 20 in my little cubby, and they're like, could you bring those back home and you could use those? I'm
like, yeah. You're like, no, I can't be responsible
easier.
For my Tumblr. Okay, so explain right. to me. First off, Melissa, you own this incredible salon, Parlor 3,
yes.
where all the celebs go.
And you go there.
Yes, I got to get in with all the best hair. I'm like, truly, when I first moved to town, I asked everyone, where is the best salon? Where do all the best people go? And Parlor 3 was hands down what everyone said.
Thank you.
So your reputation is incredible. Your clientele is incredible. And we want to talk all about that. But I want to talk about this mother-daughter situation. So explain. And then Hunter now is like, you're 24?
20. How old am I?
You're 24.
Yes.
24. Just
yeah.
got married.
24 in December. Turned 24 in December and got married last September. So we've been married for 6 months.
I miss her.
Oh. Tell me what happened.
I'm 15 minutes down the road, by the way.
I miss her.
Tell me how it's been with this. Because y'all are the best of friends. Tell me what the personalities are. How you guys vibe
you
together.
Explain your... So, she's opposite of... We're totally opposite.
So I'm a planner. Like, I'm very calculated, and I don't really make big decisions without thinking them through. And she...
And y'all, for all y'all, there are dogs
oh,
on
yeah,
the couch.
Oh, yeah, this is Ava and Rosie.
That are tiny and so cute.
They're crazy. I feel like the mom from Mean Girls. We're like, with the ones.
Oh, with our dogs. Yeah.
So I plan everything out. And don't really make big decisions without thinking them through. And she, and I plan my days too. You know, like keep a very tight schedule, and I know what I'm doing when I wake up. I bought her probably how many planners?
Like 15 planners, probably.
And
I forget about them, and then they're out of date, and I can't use them.
And so. She does things like she just decides one day she's gonna buy a building and or. Yeah, buy a building and open a salon.
Oh, I didn't buy the building, but...
Or, like, just open
just,
a salon.
And just decided like, to do it, and that's
yeah,
what I do.
All three for businesses, it was a matter of, like, a few days.
The barbershop opened within 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So you just get the idea, and then you just make it happen, action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's total obvious. It stresses her out, and Dawn out. They, like, both get really stressed with me, but they just, like, ride it out with me.
But
they know how I am.
But we balance each other out.
I think so, too.
I, like, reel her back in, and sometimes she's like, you know what? Like, with my blog, she was like... Just go for it.
Well,
that's what you want to do.
Yes, for sure. Because when she was starting the blog, she was getting married. Hunter went straight from college, went to...
I had what I thought was my dream job, an amazing job.
What was it?
NPR.
NPR?
Yeah. I loved my job, loved my coworkers, and thought that it was what I wanted to do. And then one day I kind of woke up and just didn't see myself like in that direction.
And that's a weird feeling when you reach that, because especially for young people who I think this is really helpful to talk about... When you're trying to plan out what you want to do, you go to college, you have these dreams, and then you get in it sometimes, and you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you do? Did you panic? Like, how do you figure out where to go next? And how do you know when you're not in the right career?
My situation was really hard because I loved what I was doing, and I felt like I was good at it, and I could see myself doing it for a while, but then like probably 6 months before that, if that, I had started my blog, and my opportunities with my blog kind of started to outweigh
what your job. Yeah.
And I just kind of knew in my heart, like, that's, I didn't see a future with it. Like, I enjoyed what I was doing day to day, but when I saw my future, I didn't see.
And the music business is hard.
Yeah.
And I told her that, you know, it is hard.
I enjoyed the
music business. You
loved it. But, and I grew up with her being in it, so it was kind of cool. Because I ended up working with some people that
we'd be at events together. I'm like, this is weird. Hunters are like working. And I'm like, this is weird.
So you were doing PR for music artists.
Mm-hmm. I was,
like a music company or something.
Yeah, I loved it.
She worked for a PR company.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, because PR can cover a lot of areas, right? But I guess music would be the one.
Yeah, so the music industry, yeah.
So did you always know you loved fashion? When you started your blog, what did you want to blog about? And how did you get opportunities to come so fast? Because I feel like in this influencer series, a lot of people want to know, how do you get business? How do you get partnerships? How do you start working and actually making money?
Yeah.
And you did that quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I started my blog about, we were trying to figure it out earlier, like a year and a half ago. And I started it because I had a website from college, because I was a journalism major, so they required you to build a website. And I wanted a way to share, like, our Cameron's proposal story with my family and friends. So,
and you guys are cute, because y'all dated since
long time.
I was a sophomore in high school. Yeah. I mean, we were on and off a little bit in college, but about 10
they broke up, which they needed to.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, no, that was the best thing you ever did for both of you guys.
Because we grew apart, and then we grew together, so it was perfect.
I got married at 19.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? You just need to do what you do, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you know for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they knew.
Yeah. But still, sometimes you gotta try a few flavors before you, like, settle down with the one ice cream, you know?
I never wanted him to regret, you know, dating anyone else. So
I think that's so smart.
So after our trip to Italy, I had all these awesome photos because Cameron's a photographer, and I just never had anything to do with it. You know,
and his proposal was incredible.
Yeah, and so I was telling the story over and over again. And everyone,
wasn't the story, like, really special? Like, he buried something under a tree?
So when I studied abroad,
it's crazy.
Long story short, give us the summary.
I studied abroad in Florence, and when I was there, he was like, you know, bury something for me there, and when you graduate, I'll go back.
Romantic.
I'll go back and I'll take you there, and we can go back and find it. And so I buried him really sweet.
Well, first of all, she forgot where she buried it. She had to call me and go, like, go find this picture. And so Dawn had to go look on the computer, remember?
Yeah.
And so she finally found
it. But I didn't know that he was proposing there, obviously. So it just made it. So Florence is a very special place.
Tell her what else he did, though. It just was the icing on the cake. Like, this is how Cameron is.
The first time we ever went to Florence was with my grandparents. And then when I was in college, my grandpa passed away. And so when he went to propose, when he proposed there, he brought his ashes. So, like, we buried the ashes.
And our and his great grandpa. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Oh, so they were there.
I'm gonna cry. Like, I have tears in my eyes.
But it was like, that's how Cameron is. He thinks of those sweet things because he knew they were important to her. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's how he is.
Nice.
So it's pretty awesome.
All you can wish for as a mom is to see your daughter end up with someone who values you so much, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he braids her hair and stuff. I'm like,
Cameron is truly the best.
He really is. And I'm like, Cameron, hey, I need you to do this. And be like, sure, I'll make that. I'll figure it out. If I don't know how to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But he loved their best friends, and I love that. You can ask for a better person.
That's all you can hope for.
That's all we hope for.
I know, because what is it like being, okay, wait, let's get back to this. So many questions. So then you had built this blog.
So we came back, wanted a place for all those photos, and I sat down at my parents' kitchen table, didn't tell anyone I was doing it, and I think it was like the following Monday, I just put it on Instagram and was like, I launched a blog here.
So you pulled a mom. You pulled a Melissa.
Yeah,
she did. Hey, you did.
There's a little element.
You sure did.
When it comes to big action moves, you did it. You pulled a mom.
You totally did.
I mean, I remember my friends texting and being like, how long have you worked on this? I was like, a day. Like, I mean, it always been back in my head that I love fashion.
Well, you talked about it when you were in college.
Yeah,
you wanted to do it.
My best friend from college and I had talked about doing one together, and then we were going home to different states. So, like, that would be too complicated. So, and she has a blog now, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but so, yeah, that's how mine started. And then everyone was like, well, when's your next post? And I was like, well, I guess I'll start doing this. And I'm so lucky that I have Cameron to take all my photos and everything. So
how did you start making it profitable? And how did you, and what is your schedule? Like, what, as a new blogger, which you just dove in and started doing it, what are must-dos for people who are trying to get into this, who want to make it a business, who want to have this be their career? Like, what did you do that made yours so successful so quickly?
I think the biggest thing is to just not try to be like everyone else. And there's a big pressure when you first start out, like, oh, this, they're working with this company and this and that. And I think that's not always helpful to go off what other people are doing. But I mean, obviously a big part of my success has been the fact that Cameron's my photographer and I have him at my disposal anytime. So it's really been a joint effort and I'm really thankful for that.
So you always have great pictures. How do you get brand deals and partnerships? That's what I've always been wanting to know. Like, how do you partner up?
Yeah. So there's,
I don't understand it either. She has to explain it to me all the time. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I'm like, you should be using it.
But I don't,
but,
I know it's like, it's such a gold mine. Really.
It is.
But unless you know it's a gold mine.
And everyone does it differently. That's too. Yeah. So
she has to edit me sometimes. Yeah, she's like, Mom,
a proofread her caption.
Stop. I'm like, okay, whatever.
There's really two ways to get sponsorships through like social media and your blog, and it's reaching out to brands, or three ways. Reaching out to brands that you love. So like I go through my day and I'm like, what coffee machine am I using? Am I wiping my floors with, like we just talked about, like little things like that.
We both have dogs that pee. Yeah. All of us do.
Everybody. You do. We are everybody.
Oh, yeah. I would like put an Instagram shout out, like what pee remover works, and y'all are like, actually, I got them. Yes.
Things you need. So I just go through my day and I have a list of probably 30 brands right now that I want to reach out to that I use. And
so you
keep
a tally in your mind.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, on my phone.
On your phone. Yeah.
She would keep it in her mind. I keep
sorry, hear that for me.
And just, you know, say, this is why I love your brand. This is why I think my audience would love your brand. And, like, let's...
Oh, she bites
her. And I come to them with a project idea.
So do you propose, like, this would be what I would offer you. This would be my rate. Do you offer that in the beginning?
It depends on the situation. So, like, if someone's coming to me with a project idea, it just kind of depends on, like, the depth of what they need and how much content I need to create and if they want to use the photos that... Like, they want me to not only post a photo, but they want ours to use for their social content.
They use it also.
And in cases like that, I would just say, what do you need? And then I would provide a rate. But I do have, like, you know, a rate sheet that has, like, my general rates for an Instagram post, an Instagram giveaway, which I think is huge. Like, that has been a big...
How do you know what your rate should be?
My friend Julie Solomon, she's
amazing.
She's like an
influencer guiding me right now. Yeah, she's... absolutely incredible. I highly, highly recommend her Pitch It Perfect courses and her influencer podcast for anyone that's just starting out in this crazy world. But she recommends, it's like a penny per follower.
Okay.
And then you can kind of increase or decrease that based on your engagement. So like I don't even know how many followers I have right now. Like you usually know, how many do I have?
40.
She'll text me and be like, you hit 42. That's awesome.
You got 40s. I can't remember. 44.
You're like 45,000 followers.
Yeah.
So you just do a penny per follower, and then, like, I have pretty good engagement, so I would increase it a little bit. And that's just, like,
okay.
I mean, everyone has different opinions on that, but that's, like, the general rule that I've stuck to.
Julie's awesome.
Okay.
I've known Julie a long time, and then they met through everything, and it's been great just because she's so smart at that stuff.
And it is such a business. So I think that's the thing that's so interesting right now is how do you turn your following into a business? And like what do you put out there? So you're saying be true to you. So figure out what your brand is. Figure out what clothes you wear. Figure out what products you use.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what you offer that's different. I mean, like one thing that I never thought about really including any of my blog and social media stuff is like my mom and I's relationship. Like people love...
They like us together.
And that's just so, like, normal to me that I don't think
because it's your life. So you right. don't... Totally.
Yeah.
And that's... Speaking of... Okay, so you guys are this mother-daughter duo, which is truly... You are so fantastic in your own right, but together, it's almost electric. Melissa, how did you get started in this celebrity hair world? How did you get your celebrity clientele? How did
Crazy.
You jump into it?
So I quit high school.
And that's the thing.
No, in fact, I mean, a lot of people don't know that about me. I did quit high school.
How great, though, that there's... I love when there's... You don't have to follow a certain path. Like,
no.
Everyone thinks you have to do A to B to C to D, but really...
I don't suggest it, but...
You never even got your GED.
You didn't need it.
I didn't, and it was like, I always knew when I was a little girl, I was the only child, as I have a sister now, but I was the only child. I had every Barbie ever made. I would cut their hair. I would be so excited to take eyeliner and draw, like... liquid eyeliner on their eyes. You know, my mom was
you
like...
cut the neighborhood kids'
hair. Yeah, I would cut, like, boys in the neighborhood's hair, like, when I was 10 years old. I just loved it.
Hair was your thing.
It was it.
Makeup.
It was it. And my mom was terrible with hair and makeup.
So, obviously, this is just who you were.
It's just me. And I liked colors. Dawn always says, I love to color. So, I guess the coloring... you know what I mean? Like, putting colors together and all that. So fast forward to quit. I went to beauty school. And my dad said, well, if you're going to go, you're going to pay for it. And I was like, all right. Best thing he... I was 16, 17 when I went to beauty school. Went to beauty school. And then I was working in a salon in Hickory Hollow. Back in the day, Hickory Hollow was like... I'm from Nashville. Okay. I'm from here. I went to Overton High School. And I was in Hickory Hollow. Hickory Hollow was cool No, it was outside the mall. Oh. But this guy, Roy Whitehead, had a salon. He bought for his daughter and she didn't work there. So I worked at the tanning bed place and then I started doing makeup. And then I moved to another salon, Tina and Company, and I started doing expressions and photography, like glamour shots.
Were you posing or taking?
No, I was doing all the hair and makeup.
Oh, you would do all the hair and makeup. Oh, I remember those, like Olin Mills days where you get all staged in there. And
absolutely. It was looking so good. So I would do it. They would glamour send them shots. To me. Yes, instead queen. Of back in then, it was like glamour shots in the mall. This was like, they'd bring them to you, and I learned to do hair and makeup really fast.
And probably really great.
Well, I was just like fast. And then my grandmother had said something like, oh, you should do that for photographers. And I was like, And I went and did a, what was next, Hunter? Oh, I met some photographers, Michael Gomez, Joe Hardwick, Mark Martin, all them. And I did Barbizon modeling. Do you remember Barbizon?
Barbizon?
It was a modeling agency back in the day. So I did hair and makeup on Sundays to Saturdays and Sundays. And I would do 3 looks on like 20 girls in a day.
Oh my
gosh. I got really, really fast.
And probably not many people were doing this.
No, not that many. There wasn't a lot of makeup artists back in the day. You know, there was like Mary Beth, Deborah, and there just wasn't a whole lot of people. And
being in a city like Nashville, that was probably, it wasn't even booming like it is now.
Absolutely not.
But it definitely had a market.
There was a market.
That was tapping into it.
Yep.
So you were one of the first.
I was. There was probably 7 or 8 of us, like total. Melanie Shelley. So then I met Melanie Shelley, which owned Trim.
And Trim's another great salon in Nashville.
It's amazing. And I started that with her like a long time ago. That's where, when it opened, we were all there together. But she had a lot of clients and she was busy with the Dixie Chicks at the time. So all these people, she was like, I can't. So then that's when I started working with Alan Jackson, Liam Womack. And it just kept happening. I never really took a book out. I remember one time at my grandmother's house, getting all my family to come over and doing their hair and makeup and putting them on the wallpaper wall. You know.
What do you mean take a book out?
Like a portfolio, excuse me.
But you've never like really advertised for yourself. Like,
never.
It's like old school Instagram.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We're like, what's a portfolio?
What's a portfolio? A book? Yeah, so I had one, but I never like used it or anything. But it was like.
Okay. Because you didn't need to because we're spreading word of mouth.
And it was fun. So I remember my grandmother, she was very into what I did, and I was like, they called me and asked me to do this photo shoot, and I'm gonna be there 2 hours and they're gonna pay me $350. Well, back then,
that's a lot of money.
I mean, that's still a lot of money now, but it's like 2 hours. And my grandmother goes, Melissa, there's something to this. Well, then all these photographers worked in the same building. Well, they all started hiring me
because they needed
you. It's funny to hear you say that because it's almost like what happened with me with blogging. I call you and be like, hey, this company wants to pay me this much. Like,
I know, it's kind of the same thing.
And it kinda, like,
you're
kind of
falling in my footsteps a little bit.
Look at this.
I mean, you're being an entrepreneur. And it's like,
truly.
So that's what happened. And then I didn't work in the salon because I was freelance. And then I started picking up so many clients where I travel all the time. When she was little, Don was Mr. Mom. Like, he took care of her and I went.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to... Now, 7 years ago, I opened Parlor 3.
So tell me, clearly on a whim, like you decided.
I wanted a makeup store. That's all I wanted.
So you've been traveling with celebrity clientele.
For 20-something years.
Makeup. I mean, you've just done everyone. Alan Jackson, can you say who you do?
Yeah. I mean, there's been so many different celebrities over the years, but Alan was my first client. So, and he's still my client. He's like, well, you don't have to do me. I'm old now. I'm like, I'll still take care of y'all. That was not long ago. He was in GQ. I was like, yeah. But Alan, that. Loretta Lynn,
amazing.
Who else, Hunter? Patty Loveless, Carrie Underwood. Well,
Carrie Underwood's like,
yeah, that's pretty. I've worked with Carrie for 13 years since she came off of Idol.
Y'all are besties too.
She's awesome.
Rascal Flatts.
Thanks, Don. I worked with Rascal Flatts for 13 years, and I'm kind of
Brad Paisley.
How can I forget Brad?
How can I forget Brad Paisley?
I've done like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Your favorite was Olivia Newton-John.
Oh my gosh.
Olivia Newton-John.
Like, she was... Grease is my favorite movie.
Well, from Grease. I've watched Grease, like, at least 17 times.
She does every word to the
end. I know the whole movie. But they called me, like, what was it, 2 years ago and said, hey, Olivia Newton-John needs somebody to do her hair. And I'm like, I can't do it. I said, because if I do it and it disappoints me, it's going to scar me.
You know, they say never meet your heroes.
Because I'm not going to be like, we're recording.
Oh, we got some.
Oh, Don, you're in the camera shot. That's right now.
You got a picture?
We're recording.
Oh, I thought you were doing podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It's a podcast.
This is kind of interesting.
Well, actually, here, let's show. We got, is that you, Hunter?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Here, let's do a little close-up. This is Hunter.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Right here, that's Hunter.
That's around when she started doing her hair and makeup.
That's funny.
It's been a while.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. So you were just a little baby.
Oh, yeah. Carrie was more of her generation, right?
Yes.
Not ours. And when Carrie came to town, Melissa got the call to go do her, and Hunter was encouraging Melissa to go do her.
She said she wasn't going to do it.
I didn't know who else off of American Idol. So I wasn't going to do it.
Who's this girl?
Hunter was encouraging Melissa. She's like, oh, that's the world that won American Idol. You got to do her, Mom. You know, so pretty crazy how that whole thing happened.
So look at you guys helping each other out. With each
you
other.
Know what Parlor 3 is, though, too, just so you
what?
Know. Parlor 3 is us three.
Stop it, because y'all are the three best friends that ever were. You guys are like...
So Parlor 3 is us.
Mother, father, daughter, duo. Is that... Were y'all truly all just like the best of friends that ever were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, there was like teenage years.
Hunter was a teenager.
They didn't talk for like...
We were parents, we weren't friends, but it changed.
I was pretty good.
No, she was a good... She was good.
You had a couple nights sneaking out.
That would always be when I was gone out of town because he would go to bed. Yeah. And she'd sneak people in and out.
He had no idea.
And that platform right over there, they would hide under here and Don go, everybody okay down there? And they'd be like, yep, there'd be boys all down under the platform.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
But it's always when I was gone, because she couldn't get away with it with me.
I'm going to tell this story, because it's really funny now.
Okay.
There was one time when we had snuck boys in, and I heard my dad, like, coming down the hall, and I threw the covers over my boyfriend at the time, and acted like I was sleeping, and he goes, good night, Hunter. Good night, Caitlin. Like, tapped us on the back, and thought it was my friend, and he never knew that I had a boy in the house. But I was good, I promise. I was mostly a good child.
You really were. She was a good... middle school was more of her, like, middle school. That's when you were sneaking out a lot.
Yeah.
Going to the skate rink, dating the DJ. Then you met Cameron.
Thank goodness. So Cameron was
Thank goodness for Cameron.
Like, thank goodness for Cameron.
Thank goodness.
You know, honestly, it's great if you kind of do get hooked up with one great guy and you stick with him.
Absolutely.
I used to kind of think people who had boyfriends in high school and junior high were kind of dumb, because I'm like, you're not getting to date, but really, if you can skip those years and just be with a good person,
absolutely,
stay out of a lot of trouble.
She had some doozies before Cameron. We'd be like, no, please, no, no, no.
But so Parlor 3, what is the Parlor part? Because you'll like
just always just love Parlor. I just always love like vintage stuff. Remember when I had it named a different name and she told me no. So that's where Hunter comes in and she'll go, no, it's so embarrassing. I don't even want to say it.
What was it?
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes beauty. I was like, oh man.
It was bad. Like, but I had to name something quick and I'm thinking, okay, what could it be?
A perfect example of when she's just trying. They had the LLC.
We had it all. And she's like, no. And I was like,
it'll be worth it one day.
So we had to pay another $1,500 to get something else. And I was like, okay, but it was worth it.
Totally worth it. And Parlor 3 is such a classy ring to it.
Well, she like loved all the like vintage inspired beauty parlors. And
that's what I like.
Oh, beauty parlors.
Yeah.
And then Shallon actually.
Shallon, we were all at the pool that her sister-in-law. It was awesome.
So Parlor 3 was meant to be. Okay, so you decide you're going to do this just on a whim, basically.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing all the celebrity clientele, you're traveling around.
And it was just a makeup store, remember?
And you're just doing, are you doing hair or just makeup at this point?
I just do hair and makeup on the road.
So you're doing hair
and
makeup on the
road. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool to have a makeup store in Brentwood. Brentwood doesn't have anything. And then when I went, the landlord was like, we have all this space downstairs. And it was scary.
She brought us and was like, this is where
it is. No, it was like, when I took everybody by, I took Hunter, Don, Carrie, all friends, Ivy, they were all like,
we're not coming here.
Like, it was
there
so
were
bad.
Holes in the floor from the top, and you could see down to the bottom.
From where you sit downstairs.
So you had to do some major renovation here.
Oh.
So this was like an undertaking.
Major. Oh, yeah. I would go on the road and come back and stay there till like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd be coming in with my interior designer, and Dawn would be asleep, and we'd be pulling things off my bedroom wall.
She doesn't really sleep.
I don't. I do sleep, but
she
just
lives on coffee and
red solo cups of coffee
and pizza rolls.
You know what?
And milkshakes.
I like this. Yeah. I like your style, Melissa.
I mean,
don't worry about it.
I just go with the flow.
Drink coffee, eat pizza every day, live your life, and then just make decisions and stick with them, right?
There you go.
And she's got me, though, like,
She does take me back a few bit. I mean, I almost was going to open another salon not long ago, and her and Don were like, it's not right. I got a lot, and there's a lot coming. I got a lot going on, and I got other things in the works, and it's like, I just need to stop.
You don't want
to
overwork it.
Okay. And we have Hunter Page and Barbershop.
So you have two other salons. What, Barbershop's for boys, Hunter Page is another Hunter Page is
the... Like the extension of Prior 3, but it's a bridal. But it's also full service salon. So like Haley and all them that used to assist Marissa, they all are there now, and they have a full clientele. It's pretty awesome during the week.
Weekend, it's like more of like a bridal suite.
It's awesome. And then I have a partner.
I don't have to be at Prior 3 anymore, which is
great. I do have a partner at Hunter Page. Her name's Beth Neroth, and she's a barber at my barber shop. So it's kind of like.
And Cameron manages Barber 3.
Stop
so
it.
It's all in the family.
I want to be adopted. This is what the dream is. Like when you're growing up, like I feel like as a mom or a daughter, you just would pray that you could have this kind of relationship and interaction the way that you guys. Are your own people, but are so connected. That has to be a blast.
It is fun.
And like the things that
I think I embarrass her sometimes.
Well,
I mean, sometimes.
What was I gonna say?
How you guys are all besties. You're saying.
Oh, and it's really fun because now we're gonna start working on like we've been saying it for a while, but it's hard to get both of us nailed down at the same time. But like some YouTube videos and like really start to like combine.
And then their beauty room when I get it finished.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much finished.
It's beautiful. Close.
So tell me what you guys, y'all can go off each other, someone who's wanting to get into this world, like even like your world of like beauty, fashion, makeup, all that, like spreading the word, starting something, doing it. What are your tips to someone who wants to become an influencer? Whether it's like starting a blog, starting a YouTube page, growing a business, like what's the advice you would give?
I would give my tips of if somebody's wanting to do hair and makeup, I tell this to everybody now, get your license. Because there is a lot, which is fine, there's a lot of people that do hair and makeup, but they're cracking down. It's like, get your license. I do hair and makeup, and it's really great because that, you can do both with your, and then you can do eyelash extensions, you can do everything, so
just
you're always there.
The table.
Like if I ever stopped doing hair and makeup, I could do hair in the salon.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of that, I've always had that, and I really like that. And just don't give up and do things for free. And I did a lot of stuff for free back in the day.
I mean,
I worked hard.
So you, like, when you're getting started, you suggest offering your services to people that you want to get involved in this kind of community or have these people notice you.
Go do test shoots with people. Say, come see out what my work's like. And then it's Nashville's such a great community. And then people are like, oh, well, I need to tell my friend about her or whatever because that's how it did for me.
And it's easier these days almost because social media and everything.
Truly.
Yeah.
And like now you can exchange for posts. Be like, I'll do your free stuff.
Yeah.
I will say, in my career, a lot of, I don't work with anybody else except Carrie anymore and Alan, but that's very rare. But I suggest getting licensed because freelance is very sporadic.
Yes.
Absolutely sporadic. And if it's, you've got that to fall back on. I mean, freelance could be like, oh, you got one job and then you have 20 next month, but it's just fall. You know what I mean?
Know.
You
it's
just never
consistent.
Know. It's not consistent.
So you say get your license. How do you encourage people to stand out? Because like, Hunter, you're saying with like your blog, it's very tempting to want to like see what other people are doing, who they're collaborating with, or what's working for someone else on a blog, but you're saying stay true to yourself. How do you stay true to yourself in this field?
Do you need to go out and go around Nashville and meet people? Especially this day and time.
The old way is the best way. Just go out and...
So remember back in the day, Instagram and all that wasn't around when I was here.
Right.
Like it wasn't beeper. I mean, it was a cell phone.
Pager me.
But go just meet people. And that's Nashville's so, like, community.
It
and
is.
They're so awesome. Like, go meet a photographer and go say, hey, let's do a test shoot together. That's where you're going to meet people and do stuff.
And that's with blogging, modeling, anything.
And a lot of people want to do celebrities. I got in at the right time.
Yes.
Back in the day, they took you everywhere. Now they have it to where they have one in every city because it is expensive to travel people. But, you know, just go for it.
Totally.
Like, just play, practice, like, practice on your friends, practice on everything. And
be brave with it.
Be brave. Don't be scared about it.
And you said that too about your blog. I actually watched your Insta stories once when you were talking about someone who wants to get into blogging. You're like, I just suggest to anyone who wants to do this, just start.
Yeah.
You got to.
I wish I'd started mine 3 years before I did, because, I mean, you're going to make mistakes, so
just start making it
better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar to what you're saying with blogging. Like, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. Like, I probably didn't take my blog, like, very, very seriously as a full-time job until about after the wedding, so, like, 6 months ago.
I think you're seeing big results right now.
And the benefits I've seen in the past 6 months have been absolutely amazing, and it's because Cameron laughs at me, because, like, the second I wake up in the morning, I'm on my laptop, because I've
bought all my... It's hard work. I mean, they work all the time.
And when you work for yourself, I mean...
You have to be the one motivated.
Yeah.
You got to make yourself work.
I sometimes work from the second I wake up, you know, we might go shoot during the day and then I'm right back to it. Like, because people don't realize that for every, like, one collaboration, there's probably 30 emails back and forth, the negotiating, the finding the right brands, and people just really don't, it looks like a lot of pretty pictures and a lot of fun, which it is a lot of fun, and I'm so thankful that, you know, I'm able to pursue this career, but it's a lot of work behind the scenes.
So what have you changed in the last 6 months that has really made your blog explode? Like, how have you mentally changed, and then what have you actually action steps changed?
So when I first started, it was more just like me waiting for companies
to reach out to me,
and then for every company that did, every 10 companies that did, maybe two were a good fit. Mm-hmm. So I just wasn't getting as many collaborations, and, you know, I was still working. When you ask the other way to make money, it's like affiliate links, so I'm still working on shop style and reward style, so I'm making commission on,
so it's like to know it, yeah, and all that, really,
on
your
the
clothes,
things that I'm promoting, but I wasn't getting a ton of brand deals. And then these past 6 months, like I said, I just go through my daily routine, or if I see an awesome new local company in Nashville that I want to team up with, so I'm just like actively pursuing these brands instead of just waiting for everyone to come to me.
And what I like about her, though, I do like it, be true to yourself, but don't just do a company just because they're going to pay you.
I turned down so much.
I'm proud of her for that, because she's turned down a lot of money, and I'm like, you know what, good for you, because
yes, you're staying
don't
true
do
to your
that
brand.
Stuff yeah. and, like, stay with it. And like,
that's going to be a flash in the pan. If you say yes to every money deal, but it's not matching...
Your followers aren't going to... It's not real.
Like,
it's not real.
I mean, I don't have that many followers compared to a lot of people, but... My audience is just very loyal, and they trust me because I've stayed true to myself. Like, I have never done one collaboration that didn't, like,
match who you are. Yeah.
And I like that about you, because you're not going to go wear, like, something that's not your style. And I love that.
I think that is so true. And I feel like there might have been a moment in time where everyone kind of got lost with the social media world and, like, how to do it. But now it's starting to
shake out. I think so, too.
People are talking more about, you know, their issues, and
people are using it in a good way.
Just like you talking about your what happened with you.
And I love that. Can we touch on that just a little bit? Because I know that you've been very grateful.
I'm proud of her for
sharing
that.
Sharing this. You shared about your eating struggles.
Yeah.
How did you decide to do that and share that? Because that is something so many people need to hear
about. So I shared it last year, and it was one of those things
you asked me and Cameron and Dad
in a weird place, kind of how you said with my blog, just like everyone was posting the same things, and I was just like, what am I, like, this doesn't feel fulfilling. That was kind of how I felt. And that was another thing that made me kind of 6 months ago, I was like, you know, I'm not feeling fulfilled, I'm going to take this thing seriously and put my whole heart into it. So about a year ago, I just was like kind of feeling that way, and just decided, you know, if this helps. I didn't expect the reaction that I got.
It was
at
unbelievable.
All, like, at all. And I got messages from moms and dads and, like, both men and women who are currently struggling. And
how did you heal yourself? What was the moment when you're like, I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to get healthy.
I think it I wouldn't even admit that I had a problem until, like, after I was healthy. So I was kind of just, like, in a weird...
She didn't ever admit to it.
I wasn't myself
we all
at all.
Knew.
Mm-hmm.
She pushed everybody away at that time.
Totally.
I think
probably in the throes of high school.
Yeah, it was...
Absolutely.
When it's the most...
She went to a private school, and now the girls are mean.
But I decided to post about it because I felt this way, and I can't be the only person who felt this way. And if I am, then...
And it's terrifying. I struggled also, like you, and I didn't post about it till after.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got healthy too, and
it's much easier to talk about it when
and
you're
I
not
really,
in it.
And I didn't really feel like I was like, everybody has these issues, everyone does this stuff, you know, like you kind of just think, But really, it is so embarrassing and nerve-wracking and scary. It's not embarrassing. I was embarrassed about it until I posted. And then once you post it, you almost feel
I think she was so much relief. Like, after, and you talk about it now, and it's great for these girls. Like, you to talk about it, you to talk about it.
Try to be sensitive to, like, the people that are still struggling with it, and, like, let them know that it's okay. And
like you said, there's so many layers of it.
It's easier to talk about it, obviously, when you're not going through it anymore. So I'm totally comfortable talking about it now, but I recognize that not everyone's at that point.
That's such a good point, because you're healed and through it. Mm-hmm. And really, like you were saying too, you can justify it, because you're like, oh, I don't even have, I'm not, I don't, this isn't a problem. It's so easy to just like justify it or not think it's something.
Because you're on the other side of it.
Yes.
But I mean, the reaction last year, and then I just kind of reshared.
Because a lot of your new followers didn't know about it either.
It wasn't hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, it really wasn't too, I thought it would be harder than it was. Like, once I shared it, it felt good.
And just to get the message, I got messages from dads, and Don got messages from his friends, and his daughter, just like, that is so amazing.
Or hear that, like, you know.
My daughter's struggling right now.
Recognizing those signs, thank you for bringing awareness to my family, you know, just things like that.
And it was really hard.
And the coolest one was I was in Phoenix. The reason I reshared it this year was I was in Phoenix shopping, and this lady came up to me. She's like, I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not from here. And we just kind of parted ways. And then she came back up to me. When she left, she was like, it finally hit me. And I think it was her sister. Yeah, her sister shared my post with her while her daughter was struggling. And she sent it to her daughter, and she's like, you helped my daughter more than you know during a really difficult time. So
that's in Phoenix, and that's amazing. And
yeah, in Phoenix, Arizona. Never been there in my life. So that was
really
cool.
The power of social media in a
good way.
And I do feel like what we were touching on earlier, it is changing. There is still so much comparison and so much horrible downside to the social media world, but then there's also another side that you would have never been able to affect someone in Phoenix, Arizona if it wasn't for Instagram.
Absolutely.
You know? And so that is why I feel like people are looking to influencers who are willing to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know?
And it's who I like to follow. So I sometimes just like reevaluate, and I'm like, okay, yours and Sarah's, like your stories about going to Thistle Farm, like I love that. And that inspires me to be more, you know, vocal about different things and just spread a little bit more love.
I was talking, we're talking about our friend Sarah Davidson. Talking to her, like sometimes you feel you're showing off or you're bragging posting, but I was thinking, like, when we were like posting about like doing charity work and stuff, I was thinking, like, no, actually we should post about doing these things. We're posting about clothes and fashion, which isn't like it's you know, positive influence on the world, because that style is great, but we should also be making people want to do these other things.
I feel the same way about Best Buddies. Like, Best Buddies is an organization I've been involved with since
a long time,
high school, and I started the Best Buddies chapter at Ole Miss, and it's like a huge part of my life, but I never want people, like when I do stories with me and Brittany, I'm like, I hope people don't think I'm...
That you're just doing that to show... she's been around people... So Hunter, I'm going to give a little quick about Hunter. A lot of people don't know this, but when she was little, my mom worked with people with disabilities my whole life. So when Hunter, we would go to conferences, Hunter was in elementary school, she would go sit with people with disabilities, not her friends. Just because
you always had a heart for
that's
people.
Just her. And so it got to where she changed that elementary because most kids didn't want to be around them. So if they did something, they all wanted to sit with the kids because Hunter was doing it in elementary, remember?
So you started it to
she
be...
started it to be cool. So if they did something really well, they get to go sit with the kids with disabilities.
If you read books.
If you read books. Like, and I was like, okay, that's amazing.
What a sweet person you've always been.
She's an old soul. She's just like a good old soul.
And I think is so great to use your platform and to show that that's a part of you. And you know, if haters want to hate, let them hate.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
That's my total mindset on it.
Because you're using it for good. You want to encourage people. Like, if people love you, like, this is also part of me. So do these kind of things too.
And every single time I post Brittany, I'm reminded, because someone's like, oh my gosh, how do I get involved? Like, this is so sweet. Like,
and it always happens. Don has a best buddy.
Yeah, my dad
they have, you know.
You guys. Yeah.
It's so but
I totally agree that social media can be a positive thing. And this influencer world. So break down how you guys view the influencer world. Like, what is it? What is an influencer?
I think it's pretty incredible. I'm not good at, like, I mean, people are like, oh, what was that to use? I'm like, oh, that was just on me. I should be better about it because I do hair and makeup.
But
I really don't even know it. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, I'll post something. I'm like, I'll get all these messages. I'm like, oh.
And, like, you you just started painting one day, and now you have, like...
That's not mine. So, this was my inspiration, though. This is the painting that made me want to paint.
But like Hunter was saying, Melissa just wakes up and decides to do something.
She just said
one day Melissa's like, oh yeah, I paid, I sent up to like 2 a.m. 5 a.m. paying like 30 pictures.
No, you should, you would die.
And now you're selling all these pieces of art for a lot of money. People just want them. Like, who are you?
Well, I go to Z Gallery or whatever and they're like a lot of money. I'm like, oh, well, I'll make it more affordable for them. I mean, canvases are kind of expensive too. And I'm like, but when I did that, it was for backdrops for the salon. Like, that's all I was doing.
I knew Carly through social media. And I was like, Mom, we need better
backdrops.
Here, pictures. And she's like, oh, let me see if I can.
And then my mom, and then I posted on Instagram, and I was like, oh, will you make me one of those? I'll buy it. And then me and Mom go to Michael's sale. It was 70% off canvases. I think I bought like 60 canvases and my husband.
They know her at Michael's.
They know me at Michael's. When it's the 70% off day, I'm like,
Melissa's
they're like, here she comes. I'm like, my truck's out back. I do love a good sale.
But I mean, that's so
awesome. I think it's really awesome though, being able to do this through Instagram and stuff. Like,
yes.
What is he doing?
What are we going to do if Instagram shuts down one day?
That's why I try to really focus, like, put most of my, in the past 6 months, that's what I've learned to do, is just like put, because I can have full control over my blog and I'll always have it. It's just like focus on my page views and like directing people to my blog.
So you like to put all your content through your blog, mm-hmm. except for like your like to know it posts or whatever. You'll do that on Instagram and yeah. then everything else. Mm-hmm. How often do you blog?
I usually aim for once a week, but sometimes twice a week.
Okay.
And like I would ideally like to do more than that, but
it's hard to do a blog. Yeah. There's a lot of
I like her stuff because she loves history. A lot of people don't know that about Hunter. She like.
What I don't want to do is like when I post and I got tired of just posting outfits and be like, I paired this with this and it, you know, just kind of basic things. And so I was like, you know what? When Cameron and I are out shooting, it's usually before we're going to dinner, before we're going to
you're
going to
talk about the history of what you're going
to. So we talk, or not just the history, but like yesterday I posted an outfit where we shot in Germantown. So I just talked a little bit about our favorite restaurants in Germantown. Like the history of Germantown is a neighborhood, kind of. So not like to where it bores people, because I know
but just give some
everyone
backstory.
Doesn't love history as much as I do, but I just try to use like my journalism background a little more and just like intertwine that.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that's what makes yours more you also.
Yeah.
So you're adding this element of expressing more of yourself
mm-hmm.
than just your style. You're
and
saying.
On our travels, I try to just kind of like get a little, like when we go to Charleston, I've already been doing a ton of research on like the history of Charleston. And
so
I
you shoot pictures in areas that you like the history.
Yeah. And I recognize that not everyone loves it, but I just try to give like a little more information. It doesn't always have to be history, but just a little something.
Instead of just an outfit.
Just an outfit. Yeah,
I love that. Okay, Hunter, tell me three words to describe your mom.
Oh, gosh. You got
no
one
way.
The other day you told me that I didn't even know about.
She didn't know what extra meant.
I love
but, like,
that.
But I don't mean extra in a bad way. Like, she just loves, like,
I'm
she
just
loves
extra.
Bling and she loves glitter. Like, extra.
I'm
but
extra
is just
gold.
Sort of your personality because you're not even trying
yeah.
to be extra.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not trying
not,
to be
like,
extra.
Oh, you're so extra. Like, I'm like, you just...
Like, some people
I've never
try.
Heard that
never
term,
heard that.
And I'm like, I'm what? I'm like, is that bad?
No.
No, but it's so, you're so right, because you're so, like, just naturally, you just have all of this stuff that's so fabulous around you, because that's just who you are.
I'm just real. I mean, like, I mean, I am. I don't care, like, people are like, why'd you tell that person you got that shirt? I'm like, I don't care. That's I've done that my whole life. I'm like, if I find a deal, I love to talk about it. And
yes.
I mean,
she
it's
finds
not.
A deal, she buys
how much?
Like yesterday, she found a beach bag at Forever 21 for $9. Buy one get one free. So she
how
bought.
Much did you get?
Like nine. No, I did 10 because it was buy one get one free.
Which brings me to my next word. She's very giving. Like she just wants.
I
to
do get yeah.
Yeah, she just loves to give. Like aww. Even like her knowledge, like to her stylist and.
Yeah.
Giving.
Well, that's probably why you're flourishing so much because you.
I love
get...
to see other people flourish. That like I love women in business and doing like. When my stylist, when I, like, I'll see their paycheck, and I'll just go up to one of them and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud. Because it's like, you know, we were had our Christmas party not long ago, and it made me go, so, a few people, husbands came up to me of my staff, and they're like, do you realize you pay all these people's bills? And I was like, I've never thought of it. I mean, it just, it made me very happy, and I love to see, I don't like people knocking somebody else down. I love to lift people up. And it's like, you know, if I don't. Like people that'll put people down either. It's yeah. like if you do that, I don't want to be around
it's a,
you. You
it's
know,
a disease. It's cancer.
It is.
And it spreads. And if that's
it is.
The And it starts from the top down. I really do believe that whoever is in charge, it all trickles down. So if you are promoting an atmosphere of support, of everyone working hard and uniting together, then that just sets the tone.
I get messages. I got random messages. We had a staff meeting. I don't go to my staff meetings because I don't want to hear anything. Like, I'm like, sorry about it, you got it. But I have a manager that handles all my businesses, and she, like, I can go and not have to worry about it. Sarah Beth, she's incredible.
That's the thing. Hire people that can do your job. Yeah, hire people.
I mean, she looks at my salon as, like, all my staff look at it as, like, it's theirs too. And I'm not the owner. We're partners.
Yeah.
My stylists, we're partners. Like, we're in this together. I'm not here to,
you know. You can't have a great salon without great stylists. I think
people are always surprised how much she's actually at the businesses because she's so busy.
If I'm not on the road, I'm at the salon. I mean, you know, you see me there. Like, I'm like, and I go, I love to go around and talk to all the clients and stuff. I'm like, come say hi to me if I'm there.
I love that. It's so you're great. Just hands-on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got extra, we got giving. Last one.
Loud. I'm just
kidding. Say loud?
She's very quiet and I'm very loud. Have you ever noticed that?
Like spunky. I feel like that's like all-encompassing. Spunky, maybe.
Spunky.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Loving. She's very loving. That's kind of Thanksgiving.
Just a good general. Or what's vibes.
The word? Like spontaneous. That's the word.
Spontaneous, for sure.
Spontaneous. That's what I was looking for.
I love that
in all areas of life. My dad's birthday party that we just planned. You planned that how many days?
Like 5 days.
Wasn't it like a big birthday?
Oh, it was almost 200 people.
But like, he's like a big year.
50.
Like FGL house, like.
I'm not 50, by the way. He's 50.
It was his 50th, so this is like a big one.
And like a week before, she's like, we're having a party. She's probably playing it. And I'm like, this weekend?
I'm like,
she did it.
I did it.
Knocked down
the park. I got it.
I sort of operate like that. Like, I never plan anything out. Like, and when I launch, everything I've ever launched, I've just pretty much done it from one day to the next because I don't know how to plan for things. Like, I don't even know. I never know what I'm doing. So I'm like, if I can get any lead, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Just the way different people.
Oh, you're on top of poor Ava. She just steps
Ava's
on
like
her.
5 pounds.
But she likes to be. No, she's like
3 pounds.
3 pounds.
She's itty bitty.
Okay.
This one's Jill.
Melissa, 3 words to describe Hunter.
Did you say loyal for me? No. Well, Hunter's very loyal to a fault sometimes, but you are very loyal to your friends and very. I don't know.
I love
you.
That.
Know what I mean? You're very loyal to.
That's a great trait to be.
To my people.
To your people.
Like once you're in, you're in.
You're very you're very loving. She's very quiet.
But once you get comfortable though, I feel like you're.
Oh yeah,
not,
she totally like yeah. Oh.
I would say more reserved. Reserved.
You're not just gonna put it all out there right away.
Yeah, like. I can choose who I let into my life, I guess you would say.
That's true.
Which is interesting in the whole influencer world because I want to be, you know, personable on my Instagram stories and things like that, but I also want to be myself and being all loud and spunky and, you know, it's not me. And I
always want
people meet me in person to be like, oh, you're exactly how you portray yourself.
I would say encouraging is another word for her.
Aww.
Because she encourages me. We encourage each other. Like, I mean, but you encourage other people, too, with their dreams and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, Cookie or anybody or...
I just think there's room, especially in the whole influencer world, there's room for everyone if you're yourself. Like,
totally.
There's not room for everyone if you're going to be just like everyone else. But if you are unique and you
just
tell
yourself.
Your own story.
So true.
Yeah.
I love that. And just I love that you guys are all about spreading positive vibes and encouraging everyone to do what their hearts want them to do. That shows that you guys are so confident with your own lives, you know, because I feel like people who can really root others on, it's because they feel fulfilled in their own selves.
Absolutely.
And I feel like people who are tearing others down is because they feel like they don't have enough or they feel like someone's going to get ahead of them, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And totally. So to see you guys just radiating this much love to the world and the communities that you're involved with is really inspiring.
Thank you.
I think that's why y'all are flourishing.
Well, you are too.
Yeah. Why just trying to be around people like
y'all? But I love to watch your Insta stories and stuff.
Because
you're so awesome.
I feel like half the time I'm like, am I an idiot? Like, half the time I'm posting something, what are you talking about?
No, I love
Taylor,
listening to you.
My mom's sister, who's 8 months older than me last night, like, she's not even really into that like whole blog or whatever, and she was like, and we told her we were doing this podcast with you, and she's like, I love her Instagram story.
Oh,
like,
Taylor, my sister, yeah.
Yeah, she loves you.
Thanks, love guys. You. Awesome.
But you're encouraging too. You're very like positive, like Sarah. We're like you and her remind me a lot of each other.
We really relate,
and I love that because you've talked about that too. Mm-hmm. Every time y'all are uplifting to other people, mm-hmm. it's not about who that what. It's very
about
just
anyone. It's just.
It's mm-hmm. it's great. Uplifting. You went to a dinner was there not long ago, and you're like, I enjoyed
so like uplifted. Yes. And just
that's good to feel. Yes.
Well, I think it's because I have now been in the entertainment music business yes. for like almost 13 years, yes. and I have seen it from every different angle. I've seen what happens when you're negative and you try to hoard all this success yep. for yourself, when you don't share. You know, you just see it all play out, mm-hmm. and you also know how it feels like. It does not feel good to have negativity around. I feel like I have a disease.
Oh, absolutely.
Negativity. And I'm like, if everyone can just switch to the positive and try the positive for like, you know, you got to commit to it. You got to retrain your brain.
You got to retrain your brain.
You will have such a better life.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. You see the life, you see a world through a happy lens instead of a negative lens. Yeah. Which, yeah. selfishly, I want to be happy.
I do too.
Yeah. And that's, I think Nashville has such a cool, like, inclusive community. And like,
I do too.
Not just, like, our friends and people we know. Like, I just went to dinner the other day, and it was, like, a whole other group of, you know, influencers, creatives that I'd never met. And everyone was so just like welcoming to what I'm doing and how we could work together and how
can you collaborate?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they feel good about themselves too. I think exactly. it's
and when you go somewhere, you need to go up and talk to people. Like not when you're at events and stuff, go meet everyone. Yes. Like don't just sit back and just kind of like go meet everyone. They may have a story. It's going to be really cool. You could do something together or
and assume that people want to talk to you. I think that's absolutely. Another thing. Like so many people assume everyone is thinking about them and hates yeah. them for no reason.
Absolutely.
Assume everyone loves you.
Yeah. yeah. People will ask me sometimes like how do I? Because I mean. We do have like a you know a friend group of people that we kind of hang out with. Like, how do I like get involved? Like, or how do I get invited to things? I'm like, just meet people. Like, you're all so welcoming.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. It feels so easy. Like, mm-hmm. I never feel. And there's all sorts of stuff happening, and you know you're not gonna do everything or know about everything or be invited to everything, not because of anything.
It's not
other
anything.
Than just, there's just so much going on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even meet you till a few months ago, and
it was
like
just so easy.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's the thing. Like once you meet, though, everyone's like, "Oh my God, I love you!" Like let's exactly what you said. Figure mm-hmm. out how we can work together, help each other,
absolutely.
And it's just no pressure mm-hmm. if you're being authentic. Being yourself and having positivity. I think those are the key things.
Yes, totally agree.
Hey, I gotta tell her something funny about you.
Oh,
she may not know. So Hunter counts numbers.
We're
what does that mean?
Right now.
What does that mean?
So
sometimes
we're into fun facts about Hunter. So Hunter, sometimes if she's talking to you, it may not look like she's paying attention to you, but she's counting the letters.
So I count.
Let her explain it.
What? Are you Rain Man?
Kinda. She really. So, okay.
So like, give me
when she was little, she was very like. Intelligent.
So
she's still intelligent. But, but she was in all the like gifted programs and all that. But Hunter might be on the slight version of Rain Man.
Okay.
The autistic
so,
kind of realm.
I mean, they literally told me it was on the spectrum of autism. But, you know. So give me some.
Give her a word.
Words.
Roxanne.
Seven.
So you just know, like. You
yeah,
just
give
like,
her a word. And she, I mean, she doesn't even. She's not even counting.
Oh, okay.
Makeup.
Six.
Rosie. I give you something big.
Oh gosh. No, I know words. Platinum.
Eight.
It's weird. And when she drinks, it's even better.
Lamppost.
Eight.
How do you know how many?
It
do you see it in your head?
So I'm not good with numbers. It's like.
She's terrible at math.
Like
but,
a word and letter.
But that also means you have to be good at spelling because you have to
yeah,
know how to
spell. That's the only thing.
She does have to know how to spell it.
So when you see, like,
it's
do you have to think about it or are you just
I
doing it?
I counted, like, on my. I don't know
she
how to
can't explain.
It. I can't explain.
Like, if we're just talking right now, are you counting every word I'm saying right now?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I can see, like, in the back of my head, but it doesn't distract me. But, like,
how exhausting. Your brain is working all the time. Like, that's just, like, an extra
sometimes,
thing.
But people need to know that sometimes they think Hunter's not paying attention, but
she's just counting
all
the words.
Like, a word that I've seen a lot, or, like, your name. Like, I know it's 13 off the top of my head because I've seen it. Like, here on Hobby 13. But, like, so I don't
want to. I didn't even know.
I didn't have to rethink. I don't know how to describe it.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
What a weird little, like, quirk.
I know.
So you're thinking funny. About all this other stuff, and then meanwhile, you just got this back
mm-hmm.
this back wheel spinning, just counting words.
But it, like, doesn't really distract me. It's just, like, I don't realize I'm
it used
it's very
to.
Subconscious. And then when
is it comforting
like,
or something? or is it just a thing?
The reason I figured out I could do it when I was a cheerleader.
It's a good party
school.
Trick, though. Get her drinking, and it's fun.
And someone was like, how many letters? Because we were trying to find the center of the sign. They're like, how many letters are Go Cougars? So I was like, none. And I was like, how'd you know that? I was like, I don't know. And then I just realized I do it all the time.
That, I would have never guessed that in 1 million years.
Yeah, mm-mm. It's interesting. Mm-mm. What's a fun fact about you?
I don't know. What is it? What's it? Don, what's a fun fact about me? Don always comes up. Oh. I don't know. You think
you
it's something.
You can do a lot of, you can rap a lot of old school rap.
Okay, let's hear one.
No. I gotta have the music.
What is another fun
fact? I have no, I'm tone deaf. Like, I cannot sing.
Which makes you rapping even better.
Like, yeah. I gotta be really, like, got a little
juice in there.
Yeah, we're good.
A little fire juice.
Yeah.
I got some videos I'll send you.
But it's like, it's not like good rap. This is like old school dirty rap.
Melissa, I want to be you when I grow up. Like, you're a mom. Like, how? This is the coolest mom in the world. Can you believe she's your mom?
She's pretty
well,
cool.
The cool thing, I mean, but people got to remember, too, this is my daughter, too. We still have, you know, we're like best buddies, but it's still like, mom, stop. Mom, you know.
Or the thing we thought about the most growing up is we share everything, like
clothes,
makeup, jewelry,
perfect.
Shoes. We
she just stole those this morning.
Y'all know y'all are the dream team. I just have to keep saying that. This is a dream.
But we used to fight about that a lot, especially when I was in college, because I would take her stuff to college.
And then her friends would have, I'm like, where did my stuff go? And we wear the same size shoes, same size jeans. We wear the same clothes, and it's like, when she went back to college,
you're like,
it was,
these aren't. This
I was like, Hunter,
wardrobe.
How did you take
you,
every single piece of my shoes with
but
you?
But you are guilty of it as well.
I went and raided her closet the other day, but I'm like, what all do you have of mine? And then I'm like, oh, I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh.
I should be gotten through that a little bit better now that I don't live here, though.
I mean, she gets a lot of great stuff now.
I
don't get no clothes. I have to go buy all mine.
Work your influencer. Okay, we got to wrap up. Leave your light. I like to leave all my interviews with leave your light. So leave some inspiration, just how you want to inspire people with your life, how you've been inspired, what you want to share, like inspiration.
Okay. You go.
No,
yeah. You go. I'm really bad about thinking of stuff off the top of my head.
I think just...
Or how you've been inspired.
Work hard, stay true to yourself, and don't forget where you came from.
That's a good one. Don't forget where you came from.
Explain that. Break that down a little bit.
Darcy always used to say that. But it's like my grandmother would always be like... My grandmother was very influential to me. And she would have all these sayings like, don't count chickens before the hatch. Because like when I did clients and she'd always like... Don't turn another client down because that one might be bigger. And I never did. Like, if somebody bigger, I was like, no, I'm sorry. I have this person. I'm not going to do that. Like, and...
Yes.
It's be true to yourself, but also, like, be true to your word. And that's...
I love that.
You know, and it's just, like, old school stuff. I love my grandmother. Just be kind to everyone.
Yeah.
What did Darcy say when she had a good
thing? Is Darcy your grandmother?
Darcy's my grandmother. She passed away. 3 years ago, but she was the matriarch of the family.
You would have loved her.
Y'all have strong women in this family.
So Darcy was like, so it's my grandmother, that's her great grandmother. And we're all 20 years apart, except she broke the cycle. She didn't get pregnant. So we all were, my grandmother had my mom at 20, mom had me at 20, and then I had Hunter at 20. Then she broke it. I was like, thank goodness. I don't want to be a grandmother, it's been great. Now I do, and it's like all my mom was young, and it's like I don't want to be an old grandma.
Oh, you'll never be an old grandma. You'll be a glam mom.
I tried that. She said no.
She probably like glitter or sparkles or something.
Extra. Hey, extra.
Oh, you should call her extra.
Hey, extra.
I love that. Okay, anything
but just
else
always being kind to everyone, and just you know, just give somebody a kind word for the day, or like I always will. When I'm at my staff or whatever, I'm like, that was really good what you did yesterday. Just encouraging.
And take the time to say encouraging things.
Yes.
Mother Teresa says, never suppress a generous thought. So you guys are living that.
That's great.
I love that.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we found this.
Oh my
God.
Rosie's in.
Rosie's
in.
Rosie's like, kisses.
Okay. Peace out. Caroline.
How sweet are Hunter and Melissa? Hashtag goals. I love them so much. The cutest mother-daughter duo of all times. And y'all, get excited because there are so many more episodes of the Influencer Series coming your way. We are just getting started with this bad boy. So get excited. We got another episode coming at you next week. Peace out. Bye.